He said, "With that voice and personality, you should be appearing before the people in prison." This guy was really amazing. In addition to his tough mind, he was a real mensch. He was so gentlemanly and thoughtful, I could hardly believe it. Especially after dealing with Samuel, who was dedicated and unafraid, but all a little too loud and something of a clod. I never met anybody so dedicated to fighting reactionary ideas and prejudice as this folk singer. His very best friend was a Negro abstractionist, he said, who made magnificent smears of protest and defiance across the canvas, sometimes slashing the canvas to shreds with a knife. He handed me this brilliant pamphlet that showed in detail how the Pope is trying to assemble a nuclear armory. It really opened my mind, and I forwarded it to the editor of the New Democracy to aid him in his battle against the church. But this guy also had this big thing against wasps. Like he hated them. I mean, this fellow was sharp. The next day, I got a telephone call from him. Would I lecture to this social action group he was going to form somewhere in Brooklyn Heights? I was overcome. In this world of dog-eat-dog, it is rare to find a friend, a really sincere friend. Or so I thought. Well, to make my point as briefly as possible, I had learned the hard way that the lecture circuit is something like show business, the casting couch in that routine. Get what I mean?
Do I believe this egregious offense against good taste that I'm reading? Ignatius asked the floating soap dish. This girl is without shame entirely.
Again, I have been awakened to the fact that my body appeals to some people more than my mind.
Ho-hum, Ignatius sighed.
Personally, I feel like exposing this phony folk singer, who I guess is preying on some other dedicated young girl liberal at this moment. Somebody I know said she heard this folk singer guy is really a Baptist from Alabama. Boy, what a fraud he was. So then I checked on this pamphlet he had given me and discovered that it was printed by the Klan. This will give you some idea of the ideological subtleties which we have to deal with today. It sounded like a good liberal pamphlet to me. Now I have had to humiliate myself by writing to the editor of the New Democracy to tell him that the pamphlet, although challenging, was written by the wrong people. Well, the wasp struck back and got me this time. The incident reminded me of the time in Poe Park when this squirrel I was feeding turned out to be really a rat, which at first glance could have passed for a squirrel any day. So live and learn. This phony gave me an idea. You can always learn something from crumbs. I decided to ask up here at the Y if I could get the auditorium one night. After a while, they said okay. Of course, the audience up here at the Bronx Y will probably be a little parochial, but if I make good in the lecture, I might one day end up speaking down at the Lexington Avenue Y, where great thinkers like Norman Mailer and Seymour Krim are always airing their views. It won't hurt to try.
This book is continued on Disc 6.